Support for this broadcast of Two Rivers 30 Minutes comes in part from a grant from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes.
From TubeCityOnline.com, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes, a weekly series of interviews with people making news around the McKeesport area. Produced by Tube City Community Media Incorporated, a nonprofit corporation. I'm Jason Toger, the executive director. On this show, we talk one-on-one with elected officials, community leaders, and others who are trying to make a difference in the Monongahela area. And we also take your questions and comments on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online.
There are two things I think that most of us agree on. One is that that the best way to get ahead in life for young people is to go to college and earn that college degree. But the second thing we agree on is it's getting more and more expensive. It may sometimes seem out of reach. There are a bunch of organizations that are trying to make it a little bit easier. And in our area, one of the newest is called McKeesport HBCU Vision. Denise Sinkler is on the line with us. She is the founder of this relatively new organization. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Jason.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much for having me on your radio show here. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Well, thank you. Something that often comes to me is that everybody has complaints, everybody has problems, but most of us don't do anything to try to fix the problem. You are trying to do something to fix a problem here. When did you start McKeesport HBCU Vision?
Thank you so much. Absolutely. I started McKeesport HBCU Vision last year, 2024, around the month of August. It was during a time when we had the McKeesport, the very first HBCU picnic mm-hmm. and caught student send-off in McKeesport at Renzi Park.
Mm-hmm. And who all was involved in that? Who all came to the picnic?
We have local community members, some members with the McKeesport NAACP, the mayor, Shrepko, he showed up, a lot of community members, Western Pennsylvania Council of HBCU alumni had sponsored the event.
Okay.
And all I knew is that I wanted to help the McKeesport youth all that I could.
There are about 100, I think, HBCUs across the country. I think that number has gone down a little bit in recent years. I think some have maybe closed or merged. Mm-hmm. What is an HBCU?
Historically Black Colleges and Universities.
And why are they so important? Why are they so important?
They're very important because they were always there when African Americans were rejected from being able to attend the mainstream universities. They developed around the time of the Civil War. And when we were not able to attend the mainstream schools, such as Pitt, Harvard, Yale, what have you, those are a few examples, that historically Black colleges and universities were there to give us a great education.
And some of them, we have one that's not too far from where we are in the Pittsburgh area, which is Cheney University of Pennsylvania. Where are some other that are nearby?
Yes, Cheney's awesome, and they are the first historical Black college.
Oh,
they
I
are
didn't
one
realize
of the
that.
First.
Okay.
Yes, we have definitely, do not forget Lincoln University.
Yep. Okay.
That is in Pennsylvania, not too far from the Lancaster area. And then you have Ohio. You have Central State University and Wilberforce University. Those are not far at all. And don't forget Baltimore. You have also in Baltimore, Coppin State University and also Morgan State University that just is there in the process, Morgan State, of developing the very first of medical school mm-hmm. for everyone. Yes.
And I was thinking I was thinking in Washington, D.C., Howard University, which
Howard.
Has one of the most prestigious medical research universities in the country, I believe.
Absolutely. Howard University definitely is top tier. And they are in the top five HBCU ranked. Absolutely.
Before we go too far, we're talking with Denise Sinkler. She's the founder of McKeesport HBCU Vision. Denise, if people want to get in touch with you, what are the best ways to get in touch with you?
The best way is you can look me up online. I am on social media. You can give me a phone call. I just started a Instagram page. I'm very new, so I'm still learning as I go along the way. Mm-hmm. But people can find me, and I was born and raised in McKeesport. So if someone's from McKeesport and they know someone, I'm sure they'll know how to get in touch with me.
Is it okay to give your phone number out?
Yes, it is okay.
412-443-4058. If you are an alumnus or alumna of a HBCU or you live in the area, you would like to help Denise with HBCU Vision in McKeesport, 412-443-4058. I want to talk a little bit more about some of the work you've been doing and some of the organizing you've been doing, but tell me your story. You alluded to it. You grew up in McKeesport. What part of town did you grow up in?
Oh, absolutely. I grew up right on Beach Street in McKeesport, across the street from Centennial Elementary.
Okay.
Yes, that was where I grew up, a very special street. I had a great childhood, great parents, friends in the community, and Beach Street will always be a special place for me.
Mom and Dad, did they go to college, or how did you come to want to go to college?
No, they did not. Okay. My parents were not college educated. They were from the Royal South. Very smart individuals, though, and they were very Christian. I just love that I grew up in a Christian family, household. We were taught to treat everyone the way we wanted to be treated, very excellent. We were taught to have excellent work ethics, and they were the friendliest people and neighbors on the block. The friendliest. Most people in that area knew my parents very well.
You mentioned they moved to the McKeesport area from the rural South. Where was home originally for
mm-hmm.
them?
My father, who was Eddie Sinkler Jr., was mm-hmm. born in Sumter, South Carolina.
Okay.
And at the time, we had a great uncle that was already here in the Pittsburgh area in Clareton.
Okay.
And he took my father in from down south and gave him a start. And from there, my father worked in the steel mill for a little bit.
Okay.
I believe it was the Clareton steel mill. My mother, Agnes Sinkler, mm-hmm. well, Bradford, or she was a Bradford before she was a Sinkler.
Mm-hmm.
She came from Georgia.
Okay.
And during those days, a lot of African Americans left the South to find work. And she met my father in Clareton. That's where they met. They met in Clareton, they eloped, and then they moved to McKeesport.
I think there was a lot of that, as you alluded to, the what they call the Northern Migration, folks coming north to get jobs in the steel mill. Some people wound up in Detroit working for the auto industry. Other people wound up in the Pittsburgh area or in Cleveland and some of the other areas. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had, one sister passed, my oldest sister, Sherry Sinkler Wright. I have two sisters originally and one brother.
Okay.
So that's a total of three siblings that I had. And I had a sister that passed away about a couple years ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're talking with Denise mm-hmm. Sinkler from McKeesport HBCU Vision. What do you remember about, you said you grew up across the street from Centennial School in McKeesport. Is that where you ended up going to elementary school then?
Oh, yes, okay. yes.
That makes it a little hard to get away with anything if your school is across the street, huh? Mom and Dad are going to find out.
My dad was very good friends with Mr. McLaughlin, the principal at the time.
That makes it even harder. My dad was a teacher. That makes it completely impossible to get away with anything. What do you remember about growing up in McKeesport in those days? What was it like?
Oh, gosh. You're almost about to bring tears to my eyes.
Oh.
Growing up in McKeesport was a sacred situation because we had a real village back then, things that I think that society is getting away from, where the parents looked out for not only their children, but all the kids on the block. So I was okay if I would go a few doors up to my neighbors or my friend's home. They were almost like they were my second and third parents. The village, we used to go roller skating together, Eaton Park skating rink. Okay. My gosh, we used to go every Friday. We used to do hopscotch in the street. We used to play late at night, the kids on Beach Street, late. We were safe. Nobody got kidnapped or anything back then. You know, it was just a great neighborhood. Lostrum's candy store. Mm-hmm. Mr. Lostrum's, may he rest in peace. He had a store that actually he just did not sell candy. He sold sneakers and and so much for us community people.
And then you went on to McKeesport High School or to the VOTEC or which one?
I was the first class that went from elementary school to VOTEC.
Okay.
We were the first group that went there from VOTEC, McKeesport High School.
And when did they start talking? When did you start hearing about college? When did your parents start asking you about what your plans were? Especially since they didn't go to college. Why was that? That was important to them, though.
It was very important to them, but it was also my older brother and sister. I'm the baby in the family.
Okay.
And so my parents had four children. So before me, my sister Sherry was the first to go off to college. She actually went to Edinburgh.
Okay.
She was actually a musical genius, my sister. And my brother went to a Christian college out on the West Coast in California called California Baptist.
Okay.
I already had siblings in my family and family members who were attending HBCUs to sort of coach me along the way.
Denise Sinkler is our guest. She is the founder of McKeesport HBCU Vision. They are a relatively new group that is providing scholarships for students in the McKeesport area who are attending historically black colleges and universities. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes. We'll be right back.
Support for this broadcast comes from the City of McKeesport Fair Housing Office. Fair housing is your right, and the Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing because of race, color, national origin, religion, sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, family status, or disability. That includes renting or buying a home, getting a mortgage, seeking housing assistance, or engaging in other housing-related activities. For more information about Fair Housing Act protections in the City of McKeesport, call 412-675-5020, extension 635.
We're talking about college and about the expense of college and also about the importance, the historic importance of HBCUs. Those are historically black colleges and universities across the United States. We have several in the tri-state area, including Wilberforce over in Ohio, Cheney University, and Lincoln University here in Pennsylvania. There's more than 100 across the country. Denise Sinkler is a McKeesport native. She returned to the area recently and is the founder of McKeesport HBCU Vision, which is helping to support kids, young people, young adults, to make their college dreams come true. Denise, there's a figure that surprised me, and maybe it'll surprise you. Back in 1970, the average annual tuition and fees for going to a public university was about $400 and about $1,700 if you were going to a private school. This year alone, it's about $26,000 for a public university and $63,000 for a private school. Those numbers are kind of shocking, I'll bet.
Yes, yes, they are. I started out in college after high school. I went to a junior college out on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And I transferred, and that was because of the expenses and the things that I was looking at the time. What I can encourage young people to do is to, and families and parents in the community, is start learning early what scholarships are available. Teach kids to take time out, at least in junior high schools, 30 minutes perhaps out of a month, to do scholarship research. Mm-hmm. So that by the time they are ready to, you know, take some kind of acknowledgement that or apply to college or higher education, they have a general idea of what it takes and the scholarships that are available. And they can learn that very young.
Before the break, Denise, you mentioned that you attended what is now, I believe, called McKeesport Area Technology Center, but back then we called it the Vocational Technical Center, or the VOC.
Yes.
When I was growing up, I called it
the VOC.
The VOC. what career path were you on, or what was your prep track that you were on back then? What were you interested in taking up?
I always liked to write mm-hmm. and read. I always loved reading books and writing. I think my first short story I wrote was called London Fog, about this mysterious. So my friends would always, so journalism. Mm-hmm. I always knew that I wanted to do something where you could write, and I love to speak. So those things in itself, it, I cannot really say that I knew at that time exactly what I wanted to do because I was very young. Mm-hmm. But it's our gifts and talents. We need to learn how to tap into those as well, you know, to bring out our talents, because I believe that everyone has them.
And so you started at a junior college, you said, on the West Coast. But then when did you transfer to mm-hmm. an HBCU, and which one did you go to?
I went to Clark Atlanta University, okay. and I believe I transferred. I can tell you this. I'm not exactly sure on the dates. It took me a while. I did not attend a four-year college until I was 26 years old.
Okay.
I always took one class here and there, and I worked. And it was because of the financial situation that I was looking at.
And were you working in the journalism field? Were you working as a writer or a reporter, or what were you doing?
At the time, it was FedEx.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, FedEx, part-time, okay. which, in my opinion, is a great company because they give you the opportunity to transfer anywhere, pretty much anywhere.
Okay.
And they also had a tuition reimbursement program where if you passed the class with a C or better, you would get some funding towards that as well. So I was definitely a working, non-traditional student.
I want to explore that again in a minute. So let's put a bookmark there, because I think that's an important thing too. Denise Sinkler is founder of McKeesport HBCU Vision. They are raising money to help send local young adults from the McKeesport area to historically black colleges and universities. 412-443-4058, or you can find her on Instagram for more information. And we'll talk about some of the students that they just supported in their most recent round of funding that was announced just a couple of weeks ago, actually, right now. What was the atmosphere like when you got to Clark Atlanta, and how did it differ from the junior college you had been attending? What were some of the differences?
It was a great difference. For one thing, Atlanta is a very, in my opinion, progressive city mm-hmm. That is filled with a lot of cultural significance. The second I stepped on Clark Atlanta's campus, I felt the support. I really, with the faculty members, the professors, just touring the campus, they seemed very concerned about their students. The classroom settings were smaller, so you can have one-on-one contact with your professor, your college professor, or your instructor. And those are some of the things that I like. Coming from, I consider McKeesport a small town.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the classrooms were small and I was able to have one-on-one contact with my instructors, who were also concerned about just not my education, but the students, it really made me think twice about where I wanted to attend. And I just, the second I stepped on campus, it was a feeling, definitely a positive feeling, definitely a positive feeling.
How does the atmosphere for a black student, a black young person like yourself, arriving at Clark mm-hmm. Atlanta, how is that atmosphere of being at an HBCU, how does that help feel, make you feel more included, or make you feel more of a sense of belonging? How does the atmosphere differ than it might at Penn State or Ohio State or WVU?
I just think it's much different in the cultural significance that we are sort of celebrated on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. The contributions of African American people are not taken lightly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, Dr. Martin Luther King attended Morehouse College, which is like right next door to Clark Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And just to know that this phenomenal civil rights leader walked the sacred grounds, it just meant everything. There's history about him all over. And that, to me, means everything, is that the cultural significance is not downplayed a second. that it's celebrated and it's embraced and it's recognized.
When you graduated from Clark, then where did your career path take you?
I stayed on with FedEx.
Okay, yeah.
I continued to work. And actually, I did work a little bit while in college for a WSB TV in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I did have an opportunity there, internships. And also, I wrote for the Panther School newspaper at Clark Atlanta University, which is an excellent school newspaper. There, I was able to definitely meet people from all walks of life, interview them, and really just learn a lot in itself from my writings and just interviewing people.
Denise Sinkler is founder of McKeesport HBCU Vision. They are a relatively new nonprofit organization that is supporting scholarships and grants for young adults who are attending historically Black colleges and universities throughout the country, but specifically attending from our area in McKeesport. If you'd like to help, if you'd like more information, give her a call, 412-443-4058, or you can find her on Instagram. From the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes. And we'll be back in 30 seconds to wrap things up.
Support for this broadcast comes from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes. Since 1866, Striffler's has provided compassionate professional memorial services for families in White Oak, McKeesport, Dravosburg, Portview, and the surrounding areas. Striffler's offers comprehensive pre-planning services and aftercare. And through its affiliated company Design Monuments, Striffler's also provides permanent markers and memorials crafted in stone, bronze, and other high-quality materials. Learn more at strifflers.com. Or call 412-678-6191.
There's a very special connection that McKeesport has to the world of HBCUs. Johnson C. Smith, who was one of the founders of the McKeesport Tinplate Company, when he died, his fortune went to help endow Johnson C. Smith University. So I'll bet that's something that people in the Pittsburgh area don't even realize.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to be honest with you, Jason, I actually found out about that just a few years ago.
That's
through
amazing.
Dr. Shannon Kelly.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Who is a Pittsburgh native, Dr. Shannon Kelly, and she is Johnson C. Smith alumni. And the history, and when I tell people that to this day, they're so shocked. They're just so shocked.
It's not discussed, and I think people probably don't realize how many HBCUs we have. Bluefield State University down in West Virginia. If you've traveled down I-79, mm-hmm. you've seen Bluefield State. North Carolina mm-hmm. Central University, where my aunt got her degree from. Xavier University in Louisiana,
wow.
which we visited last year. My wife and I stopped and walked around Xavier University in Louisiana. So there are a lot, and as you mentioned, Lincoln and Cheney here in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. We do have a McKeesport native, Journey Murphy, who is she is an incoming freshman at Xavier this year, and also a first-time McKeesport HBCU Vision Scholarship awardee.
How many years now have you been providing the scholarships and grants?
I'm going on the second year.
Okay.
Very new.
And how many students have you been able to help so far?
So far, let me think here. I think it's been a total of 8, if I'm not mistaken.
How do you pick them, and who is help? First of all, let me back up here. Who is helping you mm-hmm. with raising money? First of all, where is the money coming from?
I got to be honest with you. The money is coming from the community, family, and alumni and friends. My networking circle. Mm-hmm. Which I have worked on for years to keep very positive and inspiring, that helps to have a great networking resource. And then the community, and I had a great popcorn sale where Double Good Popcorn, where they ship anywhere within the United States. And whatever you sell, half of those proceeds went into the fundraiser as well.
This is really grassroots. I mean, you are really getting back to the root of the community involvement in the community, helping each other.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So how do you pick the scholarship winners or the grant winners then?
I pick them based on GPA.
Okay.
And I just ask that they at least have a 2.5. Also, like I said, a part of my networking circle, McKee Sport Past and Present, mm-hmm. I actually volunteer with them. They give out scholarships as well. And some, a lot of times there's always one or two HBCU students amongst them as well. And so just networking and also reaching out to the high school, because a lot of them, when they do the profiles on the seniors, you know, we're able to pinpoint the McKee Sport Area School District seniors, graduating seniors that are going to HBCUs. And a lot of times I do check with the high school as well. And sometimes community members reach out to me if they have a niece or a grandchild or a daughter or a son attending an HBCU, they will reach out as well.
Now, you were a non-traditional student. You worked all through your college years. I think everybody that McKee Sport HBCU Vision has helped so far, they've been recent high school graduates, correct? They're sort of what we would call a traditional college student. Okay. Are you looking to help some non-traditional students if they apply or if they come forward?
It is so great that you said that, because I do see that happening in the near future.
Okay.
Absolutely. That is definitely something that I want to do.
What would you, we only
absolutely.
Have a, we only have a couple minutes left here. What would you say to someone who is hearing this and maybe their son or daughter, niece or nephew, grandson, granddaughter is looking at colleges? And after all, you do not have to be a Black or African American or of African descent to attend an HBCU.
No.
But let's say they're looking at colleges. How would you encourage them to look at a Howard, look at Clark Atlanta, look at mm-hmm. a Bluefield, look at a Wilberforce? What would you tell them mm-hmm. About going and taking a look?
Definitely, if they're taking a look at Bluefield, that is a HBCU that is majority actually Caucasian.
I've noticed that. Yeah.
Look at the program, because this is American. That's why mm-hmm. it's America's. That's why I feel it's so great, because in America, it doesn't matter. Look at the programs. Not so much the skin tone, but the programs, the cultural significance. I'm a very cultural person. I love other ethnicities, other cultures, because it's an education. You can always learn something from anyone. We can observe from a baby. But look at the programs, because HBCUs have a lot of great programs, and they care about their students. And I just really see it as a winning situation if you go in and you're serious about what you want to do and never give up. My story doesn't fit in a perfect box. I never gave up. I never gave up, no matter how hard. And I had a lot of hard times, but I never gave up.
Do you have any events coming up soon that people can get involved with?
It's going to be around Christmas time. And we have a senior, Miracle Kelly, mm-hmm. who out of the McKee Sport Area School District. She is a graduating senior at Coppin State University, and she will be getting an award.
Okay.
And we will be celebrating her accomplishments, and also Naya O'Neill, who is a graduating senior out of Howard University. So we have two ladies that we're going to honor, and that will be the next event.
Denise Sinkler is founder of McKee Sport HBCU Vision. They are helping support scholarships and grants for students from the Mon Valley area who are attending historically Black colleges and universities. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Jason.
And thank you all for listening this week to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKee Sport. So long for now.
You've been listening to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, copyright Tube City Community Media Incorporated. Opinions expressed on this program are not those of Tube City Community Media Incorporated. Listener support makes this program possible. If you'd like to make a tax-deductible contribution, please visit our website at tubecityonline.com and click on the donate link. You can also get a free subscription to this program and other podcasts at our website using Apple's iTunes or Stitcher.com. If you've got a question or comment, we hope you'll write to us. Our address is Tube City Community Media Incorporated, P.O. Box 94, McKee Sport, PA, 15134. You can email us at TubeCityTiger@gmail.com or call us at area code 412-614-9659.
And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online.